You know, I was just at like a retreat. We went out far off in like Oklahoma and we got like a house and it was about like maybe 15 brothers with their younger sons. And brothers opened up. It was really important for them to be around each other and just to talk, man. You know, just to walk off in nature and just to talk. Because you'll find that throughout the monotony of life, you're working, you know, you're busy. You know, my brother's telling me, you know, when I'm at home, I just don't feel appreciated. Mm. You know, I'm the provider and a protector, but I just don't feel appreciated. But I feel that I'm able to talk to you guys because it's just that energy. And I think that it's needed. You know, like you mentioned, different ways of expressing emotions. They may not even realize it themselves that I was feeling this until I got around a group of guys that feel the same way that I do.
I also think that we don't do enough of a job, a good job at least, of like actually asking deeper questions about each other. So, for example, I've had a number of my friends now get divorced.
Okay.
A number of them.
Yeah.
And every single one of them has mentioned that while getting divorced, they went through incredible darkness and they went through incredible loneliness. Mm-hmm. Incredible. And so I remember I had one friend of mine who got divorced, and it was one of those things where he didn't bring it up. I didn't really ask. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, he didn't volunteer and I didn't volunteer to prop.
No, it's exactly, you go ahead. Yep.
So that's how it went.
Same, man.
So then I had actually went on a Umrah trip, one of our, you know, cheap plug, Blessed Voyage Umrah trips.
Mm. Blessed
which,
Voyage
Umrah. I'm actually going on tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Actually, I'm going.
Mashallah.
But I had went on one a year ago, and one of the sessions, the sisters asked, they said, could we, sit with you for a session? And I sat. And it was really them just opening up about divorces and things like that. And they were supporting each other, and I was just listening. Mm-hmm. But it really made me think, like, man, you know, like, this stuff is difficult. So I remember when I left that session, I sent a message to that friend of mine. And I said to him, listen, bro, I just want to let you know that I know that you know, we never really talked about your divorce. And I didn't really appreciate how difficult it might have been for you. And I just want to apologize to you for not asking and checking in on you. Mm. And so a couple days later, like, he didn't respond right away. And I'm like, oh, man, like, you know, it is a leap, right?
Yeah, man.
So I didn't hear back from him for a couple of days. And then he sent me a voice note back. And he said, listen, I'm a very well-known guy in my city. I like to think I'm very outgoing. I'm an extrovert. Everybody knows me. And in his city, everybody knows him and everybody loves him. Mm-hmm. Okay. He said, the amount of people who asked me about my divorce were 2. And the amount of people who apologized for not being present in my divorce were 2. And you're one of them.
SubhanAllah.
That's it. He said, that's everybody who asked me about my divorce. And so for guys, a lot of times we go through the most difficult circumstances and we do it alone. Number one, because we don't volunteer information. And number two, because we don't have a culture of checking in on each other, right? And in a deeper way.
Yeah, that volunteering information is vulnerable. You know, being vulnerable and trusting your brother. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's so, so important. I mean, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I'll share something that happened with me. I remember a friend of mine, his father passed away. You know, and I remember saying to myself, well, man, if it was me, I wouldn't want anyone to call me, you know, so I know he probably doesn't want anyone to call him. That was being irresponsible, to be honest, and not taking that leap. Like you said, he didn't text back because he maybe probably got offended. Mm-hmm. I don't want him in my business. You know, we maybe don't want people in our business,
and
right?
Guys are kind of, at least some are very protective of that type of, you know, the family life. So we don't ask each other about family. We don't ask about the wife. We don't ask about that stuff. Just to kind of leave it alone.
They
don't volunteer it, leave it alone.
Exactly. I remember years later with this brother that I didn't call. Years later, we were talking passingly. He was like, man, and I remember when my father died, only one person called me. Only one person called me. And he wasn't taking a shot at me. Mm. He was just saying it passingly. And I was like, yeah, I was from the ones that didn't call.
Allahu Akbar.
You know what I mean? And I said, for some type of expiation, later, I told him, and it was hard, man. It was hard. I went up to him, I said, brother, man, look, listen, I'm sorry, man. He was like, what? You said this about a year ago. You said this a while ago. And I didn't call you. I was going to call you, but I didn't. Mm. I apologize for that, bro. And he was like, it's all right, man. You know, and I felt like this.
Yeah.
I also went to the brother that called him. I said, you know, that brother's so thankful, man, that you called him. You probably don't even realize that. Yeah. Yeah. And you realize you were the only one that called him. Wow. He's like, what? I said, yeah, man. A little gesture.
You know? Imam Shafi has a verse of poetry where he says, صَدِيقٌ لَيْسَ يَنْفَعُ يَوْمَ بُؤْسٍ قَرِيبٌ مِنْ عَدُوٍ فِي الْقِيَاسِ. He says, a friend that doesn't benefit on a day of difficulty is closer to an enemy when compared. Like, if you don't benefit me on my hardest days, the day that I lose my father, the day that I go through, an enemy is not going to be there for me. Mm-hmm. And if you're not there for me, then you're closer to an enemy than you are to a friend. Right? You're not there. And I think specifically about death, you know, I had a friend of mine, an older brother once who told me, he said, something that my father told me is two scenarios where you need to be there for people is al-farah, weddings, and funerals. You need to be there in weddings and funerals. You need to show up. Now, for a lot of people, the funeral part, they don't know what to say. Mm. And they're afraid of saying the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what to say, number one, people aren't even going to remember what you said, most likely, because it's so overwhelming. Mm. But they will remember who's there. They will remember that person who's there. I remember when my father, rahimahullah, passed away, I don't remember what most people said, but I have a very clear memory of who checked in, who sent a text message. I have a very long, because it was such an emotional and intense experience, like everything gets registered. But then number two, which is very important, is if you don't know what to say, just say what the Prophet taught you to say. That's
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Just say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Just say, Lillahi ma akhadhu wa lillahi ma ata. Just Google things to say. And if all you say is what the Prophet taught you to say, that's it. You don't need to say something flowery. You don't need to save this person's pain. You're not going to do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just say what the Prophet, but just be there.
Yeah. Be there.
So beautiful, beautiful moment, by the way, is what Aisha talks about when she went through the sadness of the slander against her. What did she say? She said, there was a woman from the Ansar who came in and she sat down next to me and she just cried with me. That's all she did. Right? So just that idea of being present with people.
Being present.
Yeah. SubhanAllah. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah,
but
amazing.
Men really, really appreciate that. You know, but you know what happens? Sometimes men put this macho type of barrier. You know, like, oh, I'm too strong for that. Like, no, I'm good. But deep down, they're not good.
Not good, man.
Right. Deep down, they're not good. And I think it takes, like, so many guys who've been going through hardships and whatnot. Mm. Like, I would go and I would, like, take them to the side, talk to them alone. Mm. You know, I'm there, man. You can open up, bro. Like, what's going on? Like, I know you feel sad. I know there's something. And wallahi, akhi, they would open up and cry. Cry like little kids. Mm. These are men. Like
just need that little
men. They just need to feel like, man, I could actually vent.
They're safe. They need to feel safe.
Safe. It's safe. And I think that safety is really what it's more difficult for a man to find than a woman to find.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You know why? It's because we also have, like, even as you guys are saying, safe, like, my upbringing is like, man, sounding softer than Charmin right now.
Come on, man. Yeah, no, like, doubt about it. What I signed, you brought me to the Iman cave so we could talk about being safe, bro. What's going on? Oh,
in front of three, four, five.
What is it? It's a cave, Sheikh. You know, it's the Iman cave.
But that's the upbringing. That's that barrier, right, that you're talking about.